This is Wild About Utah.
When I saw my first giant dinosaur footprint at the Natural History Museum of Utah, I said it was terrific. Dime a dozen, said my father-in-law, who is standing next to me. The ceiling of the coal mine is littered with them. My ears perked right up. Really? I said. Maybe I could get one? As a young mining engineer right out of college, my father-in-law had been hired to run the Sunnyside coal mine about 25 miles outside of Price. He went on to explain that it was impossible to take a footprint out of the mine ceiling without risking bringing the whole roof down on your head. I had to agree. It sounded difficult, but that didn't stop me from sighing and saying, I sure would like a dinosaur footprint for Christmas. In the end, he compromised by arranging a trip into the mine to see the footprints. So, on a day when no one was working in the mine, we climbed into a low-riding miner's car that carried us deep, deep into the heart of the mountain. When we got to the face, we stopped and got out. In the dim light of our headlamps, I could see we were in a cavernous room with massive pillars of coal, 7 feet high and almost as wide, holding up the roof. And then I looked up and saw them. Three-toed footprints pressed down into the ancient mud that had turned into coal millions of years ago. Whole families of dinosaurs had strolled through this prehistoric swamp, leaving big prints, some as long as 2 feet, and small ones as small as 6 inches. I found out later that the preservation of these footprints was a happy accident of sand filling up the prints soon after they were made. Millions of years later, when the decaying swamp plants were compressed into coal, the sand held the shape of the foot. A similar lucky mix of sand and water and pressure is needed to preserve dinosaur bones. Not all bones become fossils. So you can imagine the excitement in the scientific community when a fossil bed containing more than 12,000 dinosaur bones was discovered 30 miles south of Price. There were enough bones to qualify it as a crime scene. So now, my favorite part of the Natural History Museum of Utah is the corner, where 4 paleontologists on 4 TV screens square off with their earnest explanations for this massive bone pileup. One says it was a watering hole that dried up and the dinosaurs died. Oh no, says a second, there was too much water. The place became so muddy that the dinosaurs got stuck in the mud. A third offers the idea that it could have been a poison or a lethal germ that got in the water. Oh no, says a fourth, the dinosaurs died somewhere else and floodwaters floated them here. It's a mystery still waiting to be solved, and that's what keeps studying Utah's past so interesting. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.